Diane Matson here, food writer in South Australia. I'm talking to Nando Focaretti from Umbra Liqueurs, is the right pronunciation, in Theberton, just out of Adelaide. It's this fabulous little place that has lots of Italian history, and it's based on limoncello, which we all know about. But we have relatively new owners of the business who are really stepping it up. And if you're a cocktail lover or a liqueur lover, this is the place to come. So Nando and his partner, Pepe Fusco, have owned the business for about 5 years. So what prompted you to start in this business? Was it the history?
Yeah, it was. Pepe and I clicked with the heritage of the business. We loved old Libro, who was in his 80s, and we thought we recognised the history that he had with the business, our own heritage, and we thought, wow, this would be a great way to get involved in a wonderful business which associates with our heritage.
So it was Libro that started up making limoncello in Adelaide from South Australian ingredients, including fruits from the Riverland and the grape
spirit
from the Barossa Valley. So it's a very lovely South Australian story with an Italian heritage. So it's a souvenir thing for visitors, but you know, it's something that we can be proud of as well. The thing is that Libro had all of this tradition, but now we have a very mod style of limoncello and lots of new advancements, including the Cellador has stepped up again into a spritz and sports bar. So that's coming with some new products. So tell me a little bit about what's happening.
Yes, so it's been a wonderful journey over the last 5 years, and we decided that we wanted to really get people to see and taste and feel our products, and the way to do that is get people involved in the business. So we decided to open the business up and make a spritz bar and an outdoor area, so people come on Friday nights or come once a month to one of our Umbra experiences and really enjoy the feel and taste of Umbra, get to understand about Umbra. And we weren't just limoncello, we have 8 wonderful liqueurs that people could try.
Okay, and there's also it's actually all made in-house right here, isn't
absolutely,
it? So you
absolutely
can actually have a little bit of an educational tour
as part of our Umbra experience. You get to see the whole process of how the production works. You get to go at the back of the facilities, we show you how we peel our fruit, we show you how we infuse it, show you how the ethanol alcohol we use at the back, mm-hmm. and get a real understanding of how the production works and a really small, handcrafted liqueur business.
So there's a whole range of limoncello liqueurs, but then there's some new flavours over the years, including a cappuccino and a creamy and a tangelo, and very on trend now, a beautiful new blood orange.
Aperitif,
so which just looks fabulous. But then you can take it the next step and turn it into a spritzer or a cocktail. So, and we even have a new pop. So what goes into those?
Yes, so we've developed one of the first alcoholic ice pops, and we call it limoncello ice pop. So it has a small amount of alcohol in it, so it is suitable for younger people. But it's a wonderful, refreshing product, which we sell it through our bar or at events and other venues.
Okay, and so that's something, can you take, have that while you're here, or can you buy a little supply of them for a party at
home? Absolutely, you can buy by the carton of 24, mm-hmm. or you can come in and buy just one or two.
Yep. And so when people come here, it's just drinks?
Yeah, but we provide some small nibbles as well.
Right.
So people can have some small nibbles while they're sitting outside. We have a couch outside, some tables and chairs. So they really come along and really enjoy their Friday night, mm-hmm. which is in the suburbs. People come from all around the area, most of them walk home or catch a tram to the city and enjoy the evening with us.
And I'm looking at some of these cocktails and spritzers. They look quite cruise-worthy, actually. They're just really pretty and very summery and refreshing to look at. Which are perhaps your favourite ones?
I think our lime blush is most probably one of our specialties, mm-hmm. mainly because it's got beautiful limoncello. It looks lovely because of the red colour. It's got cranberry. So it's a lovely spritzer, not too strong. And so the sweetness is there. But if you like a traditional spritz, it's probably our orange or Umbra spritz because it has Prosecco in it and gives you more of a drier flavour. Mm-hmm. So those two are probably our two most favourite drinks.
And the actual bottles for the liqueurs are so beautiful and elegant. So they make really lovely gifts to take home as a souvenir, but also for Christmas and, sure. and birthdays. So that's something that you've continued from Libro's days, haven't
you? Yeah, we decided the bottle was Umbra. Mm-hmm. Umbra is the bottle. It is the bowl. We call it our genie bottle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so it looks like a genie bottle. That's
genie
true.
Bottle. So the whole brand is around revolves around the shape of our bottle.
Right. Okay, and so at the moment with the pops and the blood orange, is there anything else that new or different that you're looking at doing next?
Yeah, we have got a few other new ideas, but that won't be revealed until towards the end of next year. So it's a 12-month process of evaluation and process and production. So yes, there will be some new things coming out maybe towards summer this year.
And how big is the facility here? How many people have you got working?
Yeah, there's 3 to 4 of us working in the business.
Yep. So it's pretty hands-on.
It is hands-on, yeah, mm-hmm. But it's small. It's handcrafted, so not mass production. So it is.
But we are seeing it in restaurants and locally as interstate as well?
Yes, interstate, definitely interstate. Sydney and Melbourne and mm-hmm. Queensland and obviously throughout South Australia.
And can people also buy it online?
Yes, we have our own website.
So that's Umbra, A-M-B-R-A.
Liqueurs.com.au.
Okay. And so there's the Friday night drinks, but you can also drop in. It's like a cellar door, isn't it? You can come and do some tastings.
Yeah, so during the week, from Wednesday to Friday, drop in. We can do some tastings. You can try all of our products, get a feel for them, and taste for them all the way through.
And it's the sort of thing that even if you can't decide on the day, then you can go away and order it later and
absolutely
have it delivered. So is it still what you consider is a small group? So it's a family business?
Absolutely. Small family business, locally manufactured here in Adelaide, using all local ingredients.
Okay. And so you said the fruit's coming from the Riverland and
the Adelaide Hills.
The fruits, yeah, the seasonal, so lemons, oranges,
tangelos, blood oranges, mm-hmm. almonds from Wollonga.
Okay, and tell me a bit more about the actual alcoholic base. How does that
work? Yeah, so our alcohol comes from the Barossa Valley. Mm-hmm. It's a 96% ethanol alcohol. It's mm-hmm. all grape spirits, so it comes from there. It's a very pure pharmaceutical grade ethanol, so mm-hmm. very high quality. Mm-hmm. So we use that. So that is what we infuse our lemon peel or our orange peel. And what happens is that the alcohol, as a sanitizer, strips all the colour and flavour from the peel. We don't use the peel, we don't use anything else in the fruit. The juice, we send off and they'll get it juiced. So the alcohol strips all the flavour from the peel, and that's where the colour and the flavour comes from all our base products.
And that's such a traditional Italian thing, isn't it?
It is very traditional. All through Italy, if you go through southern Italy, and also northern Italy, you'll see limoncello and all the other flavours around.
And obviously, because it started with an Italian family and there's a huge Italian following, we know it's going to be quite authentic.
Absolutely. And that's what our name is, Umbra Authentic Liqueurs. It is absolutely authentic.
So are you seeing a bit of a change in the clientele? I'm thinking that in Libro's days it might have been the older generation, but now it's like we have this new cellar door with beautiful pops of colour and really appealing to a younger set. Is that because there's a higher level of younger buyers now?
No, I think it's also part of our marketing and branding. Mm. We target our branding to a younger population, demographics, and they just love the colour. They love the colour and the vibrancy of it. And it's not so much just a liqueur, it's a spritz, it's a cocktail. Mm. And younger generation love that, especially the females.
So, and what about the guys? What do they tend to order?
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. We think, guys come in here and they love our summer fling, which has got the limoncello gin and tonic. Mm-hmm. Or even our Tangelo with the Prosecco. The guys are actually, we're surprising us, they're loving it. Mm. It's a change from beer.
Yep.
And people say, oh, I'm over beer or I'm over bourbon.
Well, it's so refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it works for them.
Okay. And so if you had a guy coming in and says, oh no, I like my beers, which would be the one that you would recommend he try?
We would most probably go to a Lime Blush. It'd be our first, or our Tangelo Spritz, either one of those for the men.
Okay.
It's in a big, beautiful wine glass. It looks lovely, it tastes beautiful, not too sweet, mm-hmm. and it gives them a lovely, refreshing drink.
All right. And what about for any other uses? Are you hearing people using it in cooking and desserts?
Yeah.
I like to just pour it over ice cream, but. Yeah.
That is for sure. Definitely in tiramisus or cheesecake. We've seen a lot of people using cheesecake in tiramisus. Mm. Especially the limoncello, mm-hmm. and the cappuccino also been used in a lot of tiramisus as well. Mm. It's a soft coffee liqueur. So if you love a lovely soft coffee liqueur, it's definitely one to try.
And I reckon just a dash of that limoncello and a custard with your Christmas pudding would be pretty good.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us, Nando, and we look forward to more news down the track. Perhaps in 12 months' time, you can tell us a little bit more about what's coming next.
Wonderful. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Thanks.